Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
You're listening to Damon Bruce and Ray Ratto on 95.7 The Game.
I seriously wish I could have been just sitting at the edge of our listeners' beds this morning as they grabbed their phone, opened up Twitter or wherever they start consuming their news to see their faces and what they looked like when they learned about Carlos Correa going to the New York Mets. Wow. Welcome. It's Damon and Ratto here on 95.7 The Game. We've got Juwan Jennings joining us as we go inside the 49ers locker room on a day where we got an awful lot of baseball to talk about, not much time to do it because at the bottom of the hour, it's Warriors Live. So, Ray, let's just hop right in. As I was saying earlier this week, I'm officially like running out of things I haven't seen in sports. You know, it was a crazy weekend in football, crazy ending in a couple of games. This is one of those things I've never seen before in sports. What a reversal of fortune for the San Francisco Giants. When you saw this happen, when you learned about it, what was your first thought?
Somebody screwed up or somebody lied, one or the other. And I realize that's the standard answer to every question, but either the Giants thought they had more time to do this than they did and got fooled by Steve Cohen's desire to buy every player in America, or they got buyer's remorse at the last minute, and that Charlie Johnson did not want to think about seeing the 41-year-old Carlos Correa playing shortstop when he was celebrating his 102nd birthday.
Let me ask you straight up, do you think this was unplugged from on high?
The possibility is there, but I think more likely they thought they had more time to make up their minds than they did. And Steve Cohen, who is notorious for swooping in and buying stuff that isn't necessarily his, came in and stole them.
Susan Slusser today said, Scott Boras tells me, After the Giants canceled their press conference yesterday, they indicated they still wanted to negotiate about Correa, but he didn't hear anything from them. And 12 hours later, the Mets deal got worked out. Susan has recently, I'm talking like in the last 5 minutes, reported that the Giants do have some interest in Michael Conforto. He is a Scott Boras agent. So we'll have fun with that in just a second here. I got an inkling here, Ray. My gut tells me that the following happened. The news that the Giants agreed to terms with Correa was in the wind 8 days ago on December 13th. I think in the following days, in the following 48 to 72 hours, their phones didn't ring at all. Like, not a single extra suite was picked up by a corporate partner, a zero to minimal uptick in any interest in season ticket holder renewal, or maybe not even a single extra season ticket got sold. And the Correa news, as good as it might have been for the baseball product on the field, came without buzz, ringing phones, or ringing cash registers. And yeah, buyer's remorse set in. And then finding a way out became the job assigned to the Giants team doctors by team ownership. It is that, or we have a level of Farhan got his legs cut out from underneath him to the point where he should be considering resigning today. This is so embarrassing for him. Or this, there's just marching orders that this was all kind of nonsense to begin with. I mean, or he really thought that, yeah, I can leave Scott Boras just dangling, twisting in the wind for 12 hours here, because I don't think, you know, the Mets, with all the money that they've already spent in Francisco Lindor, are going to be coming after Carlos Correa. And if that was the miscalculation, there's a miscalculation somewhere. There's a miscalculation somewhere, or a straight up rug pulled right out from underneath this front office by ownership. It can't be anything else but really one of the two. Well, and don't tell me that this originated on Carlos Correa's end.
No, because, I honestly think that there was a window from the moment that the Giants said, the Giants didn't say this, and from the moment that it was reported that there was something wonky about his physical, and Steve Cohen, who is the most profligate spender in baseball right now, said, well, you know what? He and Francisco Lindor are pals. If he's still in the wind, why don't we just come in and do this? Because they gave him a deal that was 1 year shorter and $35 million less. So the AAV is slightly lower for Correa in New York than it would have been in San Francisco. I think that he just came in and said, I'm making this offer right now. We'll green light the physical. You won't have anything to worry about, but we're doing it right now. I don't think the Giants would have taken 8 days to get buyer's remorse. That seems implausible to me, because don't forget, the guy who runs the operation in San Francisco is Charlie Johnson's son, Greg. So he's going to tell Charlie, this is what we're planning to do. And I don't know that Charlie took 8 days to get afraid of the number. He must have liked the number, but the Giants tried to go, you know what? The physical's a little wonky. Can we get some more testing done? And the one question I don't have on the Boras end is, well, how long a window did he give them to respond? Was it an hour? Was it 4 hours? Was it 8 hours? Because if he just said, okay, you're gonna get cute with the physical, I'll take him elsewhere. And Steve Cohen is always there to lay out a check. So I think the miscalculation was on the Giants' end in terms of, we've got time to get this done. And Scott Boras said, well, no, you don't.
No, being patient in free agency obviously has done them no favors. And look, the Giants have some reality to face here. They look foolish to the entire sport. And their reputation for not landing the big name now completely defines them. I mean, that is the reality that they're living in. And Scott Boras, you know, either has played them a fool once again or now thinks of them a level of a clown show. And to say that Scott Boras not only talks to other agents, but sort of, you know, sets the tone for the entire marketplace because of who he represents would be a massive understatement. Their fans are now more embarrassed and less interested than ever before. Their importance in this marketplace has completely shrunk to its lowest in 25 years. John Heyman today was on with Willard and Dibbs, and he was asked how other teams now view the San Francisco Giants.
Well, I've heard they're very good at recruiting. It's not the issue of them putting out the effort and trying to get the players there. You know, it may just be something about the perception of the Bay Area that doesn't appeal to some players. Again, it's a small sample size. We're not talking about hundreds of players here. We're talking about a few star players. And, you know, I am not shocked that Brandon Nimmo went back to New York, even though he's from Wyoming and geographically San Francisco's closer. He was comfortable in New York. And, you know, why take a chance for similar type money? I get that. Aaron Judge has the legacy with the Yankees on his way to the Hall of Fame. Would have been a lot to give up, although the Giants, I think, made a good effort. I think the $360 million turned out to be a very good offer. Didn't quite get it done. I guess it would have been better if they could have gotten it done. But to get it done, it would have been difficult, as it turned out, because if they'd offered $400, you know, maybe the Yankees would have gone to $400. You never know. He clearly, at this point, it's pretty clear that he did not want to give up the legacy and New York, and he's comfortable there. So, you know, we're talking about players who were here, of course. In the Carlos Rodon's case, he was there in San Francisco, and he has jumped to the Yankees. But I do think the Yankees probably outbid San Francisco on that by quite a bit.
Look, it's just been a rough day for the Bay Area when you measure it against New York right now. The Knicks embarrassed the Warriors last night. You got the Aaron Judge press conference happening as the Mets feel like they've swooped in and stolen Carlos Correa right from the wedding that was supposed to be between the Giants and Carlos Correa.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.